at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile, when he says to me, how's my child? I said that I've been studying hard all day in school, trying very hard to understand the golden rule. I think I'll call this man father.
Call him father, no doubt.
I think I'll call him love.
And we are here to tell you that there is an organization out there who is calling on at least 100 black men to stand up for our children with the theme of Thriving Fathers, Enhancing Nutritional, Physical, and Mental Health. It is the 26th annual Take a Father to School Day kickoff in Pittsburgh City Council, proclamation, and much, much more. And joining us to talk about it, Mark Brentley Jr. and Brandon Phillips. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How are you?
Good, Chris. Thank you for having us.
All right. You know, Mark, I'm going to tell you what I tell your daddy all the time. Saving the race is hard work, young man.
Yes, sir. Yes, it is. Yes, sir.
But I know you and Brandon are up to it. So, Brandon, tell us about this 26th annual Take a Father to School Day. Our audience ought to be familiar with it. Because we've interviewed Mark Brentley Sr. about it a number of times. 26 years this has been going on.
Yes. This is very exciting. You know, I think last year being the 25th anniversary was awesome. You know, led by, as you said, you know, Mark Brentley Sr. and two other fellow senior advisors, Melvin Hubbard Eel and George Fleming. Last year was remarkable. We had the first annual, you know, sort of dads, Take a Father to School Day students versus dads all-star gang, highlighted by some other events, line dancing, health and wellness fair, including Roland Ford, and, of course, the proclamation, which is where we're calling on 100-plus men to come join us in city county chambers.
Roland Ford?
Yeah, that was last year.
Say, I thought he passed away.
He did. And I was just remembering, though.
Remember. I thought, he's going to be there? Wow.
No. This is last year.
Okay.
And again, we're calling on over 100 men again to join us this year, you know, for the proclamation.
All right. Where will the proclamation be held, Mark?
Yes, it'll be April 16th at 9 a.m. On the fifth floor at 414 Grant Street, Pittsburgh, PA, and that is the City Council Chambers. We will have a continental breakfast, refreshments. We will also have, after the proclamation, we will have box lunches, a few T-shirts to give away, and just some good fellowship with great guys and folks that are coming out to join us for the proclamation.
What does it take to sign up to be Take a Father to School Day ambassador?
Yeah, well what you could do, if you know a school, that's your local school, or you have a kid, or you know someone from the community, you could go to that local school and you could participate. You could sign up through the school. They have sign-in sheets. They have a day of events. So you could stand in and support another child that you may want to.
If they don't have a father, you could be a stand-in father and an ambassador, so to speak.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How did this get started 26 years ago with your dad, Mark?
Well, you know, 26 years ago, you know, my father was always involved when I was younger in the school, in the PTA, in the PTOs and
school
things.
School board, yeah.
Yes. And then he also, when he was on the school board, he won a national award in 2012, right? And that's what really kicked off the National School Award. He won awards at the National School Board Association for the creative approach that he was taking to get fathers and parents inside the school. And it's just been rolling ever since. But this has been something he's been working on, something he has been doing for some time since I was a baby in elementary school.
You may not remember this, and I don't know if Brandon does either, but he had a hard time because at first they didn't want men coming into school. You know, with all the criticism that I hear here on the radio about, well, it's because they don't have daddies. That's the reason these kids are acting up. There was much resistance to this program in the early years, which I never understood.
Yes, there was, you know what I mean? But, you know, that was that narrative. But as you can see, we're changing that narrative, right? And we're showing that, no, fathers are involved. Fathers do show up. Men do show up and stand out. Either, you know, you have kids in the district or you're an uncle, a mentor, a coach, whoever, right? Men are there, men are present, and men are standing up for our children in our communities.
You know, I think that's an important message. And Brandon, I wonder what you would say to our audience about black fathers standing up for their families and coming to school and reading with a child and participating in activities and how important that is.
You know, Chris, I would say that I'm thankful that Mark Brentley Sr. opened my eyes as I began to become involved with the Take a Father to School Day Committee. You know, I always tell folks, he would say, I'd like to redefine father on that day. And he would say, it's any significant positive male role model involved in the lives of our children, in particular, African-American males coming into schools and reading are creating memories. They're also modeling for children and showing children that men can get along, particularly African-American men can get along in a positive, safe, and healthy way, and that we do value academia and the idea and the role of children having a job of going to school to learn and be their best selves. I also would say, Chris, I give a shout out to PPS administration for being supportive and embracing of this day, as well as the staff at the various schools. Again, starting with the administrators at each individual building, on down to teachers, paraprofessionals, ancillary staff, folks working in any capacity in the schools, and the PTAs who are supportive in some of the schools as well to ensure that, you know, men are coming in for this day.
Well, I think that this is an important effort, and I'm glad you've been able to keep it up for 26 years. We need to take a break here. If anyone has any phone calls for our guest, then give us a call. Our number is 866-391-1020. I'm Chris Moore. We'll be right back. Color Him Father. Color Him Love. We talk about the importance of fathers all the time, and here's an organization that's calling on at least 100 men to stand up for our children, so that their theme of thriving fathers, enhancing nutritional, physical, and mental health can be achieved. They've done this for 26 years right now, and our guests are talking about it. Mark Brentley Jr., the son of the founder, and Brandon Phillips. Brandon, how did you get involved? You mentioned about when you got involved. How did you get involved, and why did you think this was a good idea?
For Pittsburgh Public Schools Early Childhood Education Programs, that's where I got my start. And we had a male fatherhood involvement committee within our program, the Early Childhood Education Program. And I saw the results and the brilliance of men being involved. We had something called Policy Council, and there was a committee of Policy Council folks. And so the fathers were often eager to engage, and they would have program ideas, some of which we were able to get cleared and passed through by the chief executive officer at the time, who was Carol Brone Martin. And it was amazing, the results of turnouts for events such as like March Dadness. And then also,
did you say March Dadness?
Yeah, that was something they did. They used to do.
I like that.
And so I realized, wait, this should happen not only in early childhood, but the opportunities should be created for all fathers across the district, just so that spirit can continue as children get older, and that men, again, like you said earlier, are in schools and supporting the work of teachers and administrators in each and every building across Pittsburgh Public School System.
And Mark, this is just what Brandon was saying. You're supporting the work that's being done in the schools, right?
Correct, Chris. Yes, we are behind with the schools. We're supporting the work that they're doing, and we're just trying to get the fathers and to show them that our involvement. So, yes, we are.
Okay. Now, there are a couple of things that are going on, and you have a kickoff that's going to be on the portico of the city-county building on 414 Grant Street. When is that going to be, and what happens there?
Yeah, so that's Tuesday, April 16th, again at 9 a.m. We will receive a proclamation there. You arrive at 9 a.m. or a little before. You can have a continental breakfast. We'll go into city council chambers. We will receive our proclamation. We will say a few words. And then following, we would go out and we would receive box lunches, a few T-shirts, and just some good fellowship. That's on Tuesday, April 16th at 9 a.m. But also don't forget that the actual day, May 17th, is the day of Take Your Father's School Day. And you can go to any PPS school. The schools will provide various sorts of activities. If you want to go in and sign up for an ambassador, you can. You could just go and sign in and support us and on Take Your Father's School Day.
So what's a father going to do? I mean, there might be some trepidation. You know, some fathers have never been to school for too long. Mark, your dad used to tell me mothers have carried that load, and it's time for fathers to shoulder some of it.
Yeah, so actually on that day, what fathers can do and can expect, you could expect if you would like, you could sign up to for various volunteer activities. You could sign up for the PTO or the PTA. You can receive different, or the school will have different activities for you to engage in with other kids or your own. They will have meals or, you know, there's a sort of different activities that, and things that the school will have. You know, you may come in and you may want to sign up to volunteer to read to a class, right? So depending on the school, each activity and each day kind of looks different for each school.
Well, that seems like there's a lot to do, and people should not have any trepidation about this. And it sounds like a wonderful idea. Have you ever had a program where the fathers did not turn out? Because I really would like to see council chambers packed with 100 black men who can be there for their children.
Yes. Well, you know what? We never seen a turnout where it was never that great or that good, right? We always called on all fathers. It doesn't matter the race, religion, fathers, coaches, mentors. Just come on out, men, and come out and stand with Take Your Father School Day at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, April 16th for their proclamation.
And don't forget they get a continental breakfast and a box lunch too, huh?
Exactly. Yes, sir. Yes, they do.
Okay. If somebody can't be there on the first day for the proclamation, but could plan ahead and take a day off to be there on the actual day where the fathers go to school, what would you suggest in terms of planning for that?
What they could do, if they could either call their local school or the school that they plan on attending, and kind of see, you know, if they can sign up for activities or what's the schedule like. Also, on the PPS website, I believe that there will be a list of schools that will let you know, give more information and detail on what the school will be offering and the time. So you can definitely get, you know, get more information by either way, by calling the school or looking on the PPS website.
So the schools may already have some programs like reading to students or something like that, or other participatory things that a father could do. Is that correct? And if you check the website, you can see which school might have something that you would want to do.
Yes, that's correct. Each school, you know, like I said, each school kind of plans their day a little different, but you should be able to see and be able to tell or what area you want to go or where you think that may be interest to you. So, yes.
Do you necessarily have to have a child in Pittsburgh Public Schools to participate?
No, sir. No, you don't. You could stand in as an ambassador. You could be there to volunteer, basically volunteer, support the school, and support this day.
Okay, we're just about out of time, but I wonder what, Brandon, you go first, what this program means to you and what you think it means to the children of Pittsburgh Public Schools to have these men there as role models.
This program to me is, you know, the epitome of opportunity for fathers and men to organically engage within Pittsburgh Public Schools, as well as our community stakeholders. I believe that you mentioned earlier, Chris, and Mark Bailey Sr. has said in the past, you know, women, mothers have carried the torch, been engaged, been involved forever, and do the work. I believe this creates the opportunity for men to support and, you know, to complement the great things that are already happening, engagement at the PTA level, PSCC level, as well as the work that the administrators and staff are tirelessly engaged in day in and day out across Pittsburgh Public Schools.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you finished? I apologize.
No, you're good. The work is invaluable. This opportunity is priceless.
All right. Mark Brindley Jr., what does it mean to you?
This day means a lot to me. It's very uplifting to see men come out and support our kids in the schools, just showing up and just showing the kids that we have their back, we're there, we're supportive, right? And this is something that I've seen just growing up and just not only being involved with Take It For The School Day, but this is just something that's just carrying on to be very monumental and a powerful thing.
And quickly, what are the dates again?
Tuesday, April 16th, City Council at 9 a.m. May 17th is the actual Take Your Father School Day.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for your time. We hope the program is a resounding success, okay?
Thank you, Chris.
It's my pleasure and privilege to cast a light on what you are doing. We sit here and argue about these things over and over and over. And here's a group that says fathers are important. We have to take this break. Open talk when we return.
Now the man at my house, he's so big and strong. He goes to work each day and he stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired. And